For the 100th time today, a fist was aimed at my head, rocketing toward me with enough power behind it to knock me into next week. That was, if it hit me, which, considering the luck I had today, was entirely likely. Managing to duck the fist coming for my face at the last second, I scramble to the side before swinging up and returning the favor, landing it in his not-so-soft middle. Honestly, it was like I was bare-knuckle punching a brick wall. I only got to enjoy the pained oof for a second, though, because another fist or a leg or an elbow was coming, and if any of the above hit me, I'd be a mushy stain on the floor. My opponent was much better than me on every level, except for the magic one, but I cared too much about the opinion of his pack to fight dirty. Plus, he had a set of sharp fangs he could use to level the playing field at any moment. A leg came out of nowhere and swept mine out from under me. I landed on a hip, the pain of the bone meeting mat knocking the breath out of me. But I learned early on that staying still was just about the worst thing I could do. Scrambling so I wasn't on the receiving end of the haymaker aimed my way, I managed to dodge another fist. I swear to the fates, Marcus, if you let her get a black eye today of all days, I will hurt you in ways you can only dream about. Barrett's voice echoed through the gym. A strangled wheeze made it past my lips, which only pissed Barrett off more. And not in a good way, he added, the threat hanging in the air. Barrett really was the nicest. I should send him a fruit basket or something. Marcus, Barrett's mate, periodically took time out of his busy schedule to beat me into something more than the weak, combat-challenged hot mess I'd been for the last 400 years. And when he thought I actually learned something, he set members of his pack loose on me while he critiqued my technique. Kinda like right now. Finnegan Lawrenson was a beast of a man, and, as his name suggested, practically a Viking. With his white blonde hair, bulging muscles, and can-do attitude, he was one of the larger men I'd fought today. Oh, and by can-do, I meant more like a I'm-gonna-fuck-shit-up-and-eat-your-entrails-for-breakfast attitude. The majority of Marcus's pack were of the happy, family-oriented, inclusive sort. Not all of them were wolves, not all of them were able to shift, but all of them were included, taught, and protected. It was what I would imagine the Weasleys would be like if they were a pack. But not Finn. He didn't like fighting me. Hell, it would be more accurate to say he was offended to be fighting someone like me. I couldn't figure out if it was because I was a woman, a witch, or because I was half demon. Maybe it was all of the above. Either way, it didn't feel like Finn was sparring. Or, after that last hit, not anymore. I ached everywhere, from the tips of my toes all the way up to my scalp, and I was about done with my no-magic self-inflicted edict. There wasn't a way on this earth I could beat Finn without a little magical backup. What happens if you can't use magic, Maxima? What are you going to do then? Aiden's voice ran on an auto loop in my head every single time I sparred. This used to be his job, teaching me how not to be a weakling, but I distanced myself from him over the last 6 months. I wanted to think it wasn't me being petty, but since his brother Ian kicked me to the curb, it was more than likely.